Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This area of low pressure continues to deliver rain into our region this Memorial Day. Coming up, I'll let you know when we can see some breaks.
And we're following wet roads, even a serious crash as drivers get on the road this Memorial Day Monday.
Today will be a stress test for airlines and drivers as millions head home from their holiday weekend trips. These are live looks at Inside RDU on the left and at the wet and misty conditions on the roads. We have you covered on your start to your Memorial Day.
And we're learning more this morning about a man who was hit and killed by an SUV in Cary. Police released new information about the crash and the charges the driver is facing. A lot of talk about what is happening on the roads out there as it will be a busy travel day all around. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. We appreciate you joining us on Memorial Day, a day to honor our fallen service members. We have a number of observances and ceremonies taking place, and the weather, not so great. We have mist and drizzle out there already this morning. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker got this video of the Raleigh skyline blanketed by fog all before the sun came up today. Peter Shearwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking our Memorial Day forecast.
As we check out our dual Doppler 5000 this morning, it is still wet as you head out. We have some of that light rain moving through portions of Wake County, some pockets of mist and drizzle. We're seeing some of those showers in Chapel Hill and Durham this morning. And as we zoom out, you can see in Creedmoor some of the light rain, especially in Lewisburg, extending into Roxboro. We are going to continue to get the rain to move to the north and west throughout the rest of the morning. Looking live at Chapel Hill, one of the spots where we are seeing some rain at this hour, the windshield wipers are going and the streets are wet out there, so take it easy. Once we head into, let's say, around 10 and 11 o'clock, I think we are going to see some breaks from the rain heading into the 12 o'clock hour as well, but this is going to pick up once we head into the 3 o'clock hour, some more rain developing for us. And we are going to watch the potential for some showers and thunderstorms once we head into this evening for our northern counties. Look at that. Moving out of Virginia into North Carolina, some of those rumbles of thunder will be possible around 7 and 8 o'clock. 67 degrees, the current temperature outdoors. It is mild. And today's going to be a little bit warmer compared to what we had to deal with on Saturday and Sunday, likely to head to 68 degrees by 12 o'clock. 73 will be the afternoon high today. It is going to be very cool, considering we should be in the 80s around this time of the year. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rainfall we already saw within the last 48 hours. I'll show you how much more we're expecting today and tomorrow.
I'm Eric Miller in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. We're following a serious crash here in Cary on one of the busiest travel days of the year. You can see Cary firefighters here on scene. This is the Tryon Road US 1 interchange. As we pan around, you can see the car involved right there, that red Jeep coming flying off the interstate earlier and slamming into the trees. And we're still checking in with Cary PD, trying to get an update on how exactly the driver in this crash is doing. You can see by the damage there to the car as well as the trees around. This was quite a serious crash. First responders got the call about an hour ago, and for much of the last hour, this was impacting traffic on US 1. Now it's just down to the US 1 southbound on-ramp coming off of 64. So if you're headed this way, something you're going to want to keep an eye out for, and we'll keep pressing for more details on what exactly happened here. Back to you.
Eric, thanks for that. There are millions of people headed home today after making a trip for Memorial Day weekend. This is a live look out at RDU International Airport. It'll be another test for airlines ahead of what's expected to be a busy summer travel season. WRAL's Naya Harden is live inside RDU this morning, and it seems like some of the extra effort is working as these airlines are preparing for a busy day.
Boy, I tell you, Jeff, things are running smoothly here. Let me step out of the way to show you what I'm talking about. Right now, you can see passengers. They are arriving to the airport, them leaving as well. There is no line that I am currently looking at here at the TSA checkpoint. RDU says it expects more than 44,000 people to go through the airport today. I checked this morning, and only three flights are delayed here at RDU. Last Memorial Day and summer left passengers across the country stranded. Airlines were understaffed and experienced record delays. Airlines have hired about 30,000 workers since then, and they're using bigger planes to reduce flights, but not the number of seats. The FAA also opened up new flight paths to reduce bottlenecks in the sky. The transportation secretary tweeted flight cancellation rates remain below 1% this weekend. That's good news for passengers traveling back home.
It has been actually a smooth going and coming. I was very surprised. Our flight actually left early and not late. So Delta has done a phenomenal job. I'm surprised, but they have.
And experts still suggest that you get to the airport early because you're still going to need to get through TSA. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Wake County.
And if you're wrapping up your road trip today, be prepared for extra traffic on the roads. You're looking live at I-40 in Raleigh right now. Doesn't look heavy at all, right? AAA expects any drivers, though, headed through New York, Boston, or Tampa could see their travel time double. Now, experts suggest leaving before 10 a.m. if you can. The morning hours should be pretty good. The worst time on the roads, this will when it will be the most busy between noon and 3 p.m.
A little bit of good news. If you are out there driving today, you will find cheaper gas prices at the pump. An update from AAA after 4 a.m. shows the average cost of a gallon of regular gas in North Carolina, $3.29. It's the same as yesterday, down a penny from Saturday, but well below what we saw this time last year when prices were around $4.35 a gallon.
We're following breaking news. We now know the name of a man hit and killed by an SUV in Cary. The driver who hit him is facing charges. Cary police announced after midnight that 61-year-old Manas Agengehu is the man who died in the crash. The WRAL breaking news tracker was at the scene last night on Buck Jones Road at Nottingham Drive. This happened just after 9 p.m. Police say the driver of the SUV, 35-year-old Valametria Lassiter of Raleigh, stayed at the scene. She is now charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle, as well as failure to reduce speed.
And more breaking news from overnight. Police say they have identified the woman who died after being shot in her apartment. Officers in Fayetteville shared the news just before midnight, but didn't release the woman's name. They also didn't name a suspect. Investigators say the shooting happened at a complex on Westwick Lane around 5:30 yesterday evening. The woman who was shot later died at the hospital. Police did not say what led up to that shooting, and they're asking anyone with information to call them.
Raleigh police are working to figure out what caused two cars to go up in flames overnight. Crews responded to the point at Midtown Apartments on Navajo Drive just before 1 this morning. Two cars were badly burned in the parking lot of the apartment complex. Police have not said what started the fire. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill have special plans to commemorate Memorial Day. The couple will head to Arlington National Cemetery, where they will take in the traditional laying of the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman will also be there. This is video from a previous wreath laying since Biden has been in office. The president will deliver an address around 11:15 this morning.
There are many events happening today in our area to honor service members who made the supreme sacrifice. Here's a look at just a few of them. Raleigh Post 1 of the American Legion will hold a service at the Raleigh National Cemetery on Rock Quarry Road. That's at 2 p.m. The Raleigh Concert Band will start playing 30 minutes before that service starts. At 10 a.m., there'll be a ceremony at Freedom Memorial Park in Fayetteville. There'll be bleachers and chairs there, and the wreaths will be lined up along the road in that area. Durham County Veterans Services will also commemorate the National Day of Mourning. The ceremony will be at 9 a.m. on the fourth floor of the County Administration 2 building. That's on East Main Street in Durham. And we'll have a look at more local ceremonies for you in the next 10 minutes.
Happening now, a search for survivors is underway after an apartment building collapse in Iowa. The building collapsed in Davenport just before 5 p.m. Other parts of it started to fall down as crews worked the site through the overnight hours. Firefighters were able to rescue seven people. They helped another dozen get out of the building. The city's mayor says some people are still not accounted for, but did not say how many. The fire chief says the stability of the building is a big concern for rescuers.
Congress will vote this week on a tentative deal to raise the country's debt limit and avoid default. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building right now. President Biden is urging lawmakers to pass this deal, but there is uncertainty on both sides of the aisle. According to a GOP fact sheet, the deal would increase the debt limit for 2 years, cap non-defense spending in 2024 and 25, and protect veterans' medical care funding. It would also expand work requirements for some people who receive food stamps. Biden praised the negotiations with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I think he negotiated with me in good faith. He kept his word. He said what he would do. He did what he said he'd do. And I have no idea whether he had the votes. I expect he does.
I think people will look back and say, oh, I didn't get exactly what I wanted, but there's something in here that it shouldn't be about you.
Some hardline conservatives and progressive lawmakers are voicing opposition to the deal. Congress must address the debt ceiling by June 5th, or experts say the U.S. will not have enough money to pay its bills. The National Memorial Day Parade will step off today in D.C., and a local marching band will be part of the show. The Athens Drive High School Marching Band will be in that parade today on Constitution Avenue, the only band from North Carolina that will be part of the event. The parade begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon. You can watch it online through the American Veterans Center's YouTube and Facebook pages.
It is 6:11. Heads up when you're planning your next cruise. The industry's comeback is leading to more overbooking. What you can do if the cruise line tells you there's no room.
Memorial Day also marks the start of what is considered to be the deadliest time on the road. The effort law enforcement is making to keep you safe.
Over the last 2 days, we've seen about 3/4 of an inch to about 2 inches of rainfall coming up. I'm going to explain how much more we're expecting between today and tomorrow.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
I'm tracking areas of mist, drizzle, and fog this morning. Those light showers that are out there on our dual Doppler 5000 continues to move towards the north and west. We're seeing some of those light showers in Granville, Vance County, Franklin County, as well as Orange County this morning. This is a live look at Raleigh, and you can see the lower level clouds that we are waking up to. It is a soggy start to the morning, and I think we could see some breaks in the clouds as well as the rain as we head into the lunch hour. But again, for this afternoon, especially for this evening, showers and thunderstorms will develop. Coming up, I'm going to show you hour by hour on Futurecast where we have the better chance of seeing some of those storms develop later this evening.
Thanks, Peter. We're also staying on top of breaking news out of Cary. Traffic is moving again after a crash. This crash right here, live pictures, U.S. 1 southbound at the Tryon Road interchange. This happened after 5 o'clock this morning. And as we look at this live picture from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, you see that car there buried into some trees, pretty far off the road, pretty heavily damaged. We're working to learn if anyone was hurt out of this. At last check, only the southbound on-ramp at U.S. 1 is still closed. Everything else moving.
Today marks the start of the 100 deadliest days of summer. It's the time between Memorial Day and Labor Day when we see an unfortunate spike of deadly crashes. NCDOT says the majority of those crashes involve teenage drivers. Recent data shows there were more than 13,000 crashes that left people dead in 2021. Of those, 29 teens died, 2,600 were hurt. During these next 100 days, local and state law enforcement agencies will crack down on the highways to better protect us all. They'll enforce speed checks and seatbelt checks, as well as watching for distracted drivers.
Governor Roy Cooper has been hitting the road in recent weeks, traveling all across North Carolina, trying to drum up support and opposition to Republicans' plans at the state legislature. It didn't work with an abortion bill that recently became law, so will he have any more success with his newest target? Republicans want to transfer hundreds of millions of dollars out of public schools into private school tuition vouchers. They say more parents deserve school choice. Cooper's veto doesn't hold the same weight it once did, so he is relying more on public rallies or trips to schools to try to get more public more involved in politics. Our NC Capitol team examined Cooper's transformation in recent weeks, and you can read more about that at nccapitol.com.
This summer travel season could be one for the record books. After COVID left cruise ships all but empty, more and more people are turning back to cruises for their vacations. That's leaving some travelers dealing with overbooking. Cruise ships typically book at 103 to 107% capacity. Some passengers say they're getting emails telling them that they're being bumped and that they can either cancel or rebook for next year. Travel agents say you should plan as far ahead as possible to avoid complications.
Book it as far in advance as you can. So for cruises, you can book them 2 years out.
In a statement to NBC News, Royal Caribbean says guests have the choice to move or to remain on their cruise.
The ACC has a new baseball champion. The Clemson Tigers won the big game Sunday in the championship, facing off against Miami at the DBAP. Clemson exploded for 8 runs in the 7th inning, including 2 3-run homers. Final score is 11-5. Today, the national top college baseball teams, including many from our area, will find out when and where they will play in the NCAA tournament. UNC, Duke, NC State, ECU, Wake Forest, Campbell, all expecting to hear their names called during Selection Monday today. Wake Forest is one of the 16 regional hosts for the 64-team field. The selection show happens at noon today.
Memorial Day is about remembering and honoring those who lost their lives while serving our country. There are several events you can take part in today to honor the fallen. At 9 a.m., the Apex American Legion will host a Memorial Day ceremony over at the Downtown Service Memorial. That's at the corner of Salem and Saunders Streets. Cary's Memorial Day Remembrance will start at 2:30 this afternoon. That's at a special field of flags at Veterans Freedom Park. Parking is available over at Cary Academy, and there will be a shuttle between the two locations. You can find a full list of Memorial Day ceremonies, events, and observances in our WREL app and online at WREL.com. Just go to our Out and About section.
6:20 at the time right now, and a lot of those events are outdoor events. They're rain or shine events. And Peter Shearwood is in the WREL Severe Weather Center in for Elizabeth Gardner today. As we look at that radar, it might be an effect on some of these events.
Yeah, you know, grab the umbrella, grab the rain jacket, especially if you're heading out today. Looking at our dual Doppler 5000, we have a lot of clouds around, pockets of mist and drizzle going on. Let me zoom in on a couple of those spots here where we are seeing that light rain. It's in our northern counties, Granville County, Vance County, Franklin County, as well as Orange County. You guys are dealing with some of those light showers, some mist going on in Johnston County as well as Wake County. So today, though, you're going to notice a little difference in the atmosphere. It's going to be a little bit milder compared to the weekend. We're heading into the 70s for the afternoon. 73 in Raleigh, 72 in Durham, and 76 degrees in Fayetteville. It is not going to rain all day, and here's why. This area of low pressure is now over the state of North Carolina. It is weakening as it moves over us. We're seeing most of the rain on the northwestern side of this system, and we have some drier air to the south that continues to feed into the storm. So we are going to see some breaks as we head into the lunch hour. Those morning light showers will gradually clear out. Some breaks will be possible for us as we head into 3 o'clock. Additional rounds of scattered showers likely, and we are going to get some showers and thunderstorms to develop in our northern counties as we head into this evening. Here's the deal. If any of those storms put down a lot of rainfall for this evening, especially in a short amount of time, there could be localized flooding that develop in those poor drainage areas. By tonight, our rain chances are going to come down, likely to wake up to pockets of mist and drizzle again Tuesday morning. By the afternoon, scattered showers will develop, and that will continue into the evening. So over the next 2 days, we're tracking about a quarter of an inch of rainfall to develop. The showers that are out there, you guys know it. It's very light, so we are not expecting heavy rainfall at times today, but keep in mind, especially in those northern counties later this evening, that's where we have that better potential of seeing that. And as we head into Wednesday, our rainfall chance is going to come down. Looking looking drier Thursday and Friday. In addition to the drier conditions that will be moving in for the end of the week, temperatures are going to head back to near normal for this time of the year, jumping from 73 degrees today to 82 degrees on Thursday, 86 degrees by the time we head into Saturday. And we just introduced a small chance of rain due to a low pressure system that can move over our region. We're going to continue to watch that because that will mean we're dealing with another chance of rain on a weekend.
Peter, thanks for that. This week, Fort Bragg is getting a makeover, and we're going to talk about the changes that are happening as the post officially switches to become Fort Liberty.
And we're getting a closer look at a shootout on public transportation. The moments a driver and passenger pulled weapons on each other on a North Carolina city bus.
Also, this morning on Today, the fallout from a shocking political move in Texas. The GOP-led House votes to impeach the state's attorney general. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
The hit show Succession is over, and fans left the finale feeling very satisfied.
No spoilers here, okay? We're not going to ruin it for you in What's Trending, but wow was the word many fans used on social media when the show came to an end last night. After four seasons, we finally found out who would take over as CEO of Waystar. Reaction to the finale was overwhelmingly positive, one fan calling it a complete perfect game to wrap it all up.
What a refreshing change, right? Then from backlash from other series finales. Think, you know, Game of Thrones, Ozark, Sopranos. People hated those finales, but clearly fans are very satisfied. They just felt like all the relationships played out the way that they thought the show was building towards. So very nice.
Carefully worded, too. Didn't ruin it for anybody, right?
Nope. It is safe to say Aaron Rodgers is living his best life in New York. The star quarterback was spotted singing and dancing at Taylor Swift's concert at MetLife Stadium Saturday night. Last night, he posted that he was back for night two of her show.
That is incredible.
A double dose of Taylor.
Two nights in a row. Who knew he was such a big fan there? But he looks like he's okay on that ankle or calf, whatever. On day one of practice, okay? Couldn't practice because he tweaked his ankle and missed the practice. So a lot of folks are like, what's going on here? He's our new star and he's not practicing right now. But
well, it didn't affect his dancing, clearly.
Enjoying Taylor Smith.
Much more news to come.
The Memorial Day holiday weekend continues as RDU is gearing up for its second busiest day today. Coming up, we're going to tell you how things have been running here at the airport.
And we are starting off this Memorial Day with some showers, mist, and drizzle, but it won't stick around for too long. Coming up, I'm going to show you why we expect gradual clearing as we head into the middle and end of the week with the big warm-up that's on the way.
And the WREL Breaking News Tracker is at the scene of a crash on US 1. This is near Tryon Road in Cary. This vehicle right into the trees there. Eric Miller will join us after the break with an update from the scene.